WJT at 4ZLK. LK clear.
KO4HKX, KB2HXS.
And 4ZLK.
Dane, how are you?
I know I'm not your first choice, but I thought I would say hello.
Oh, no. Patrick, he texted me on my phone at 7:40. I was just wondering if he was on the air, and he asked me what was up.
Heard him. I had my radio down. I was on the phone. Called my son, didn't hear anything, and didn't hear anybody. I thought maybe if Patrick was on, he'd come back to me, but he must not have the radio on.
Well, he doesn't like either one of us.
For likely answer there.
That's not very nice.
That's all. What are you doing today? You got some customers to go see?
I certainly do. I'm actually going down to Honey Pass right now. I got to go see Dave and Marie. I can't think of Dave's calls right now. I think it's NXY. And then I got to come back up in the Greer. I have a call up here. Then I got to be. I have a wedding rehearsal. I have to go to. My lead singer and bass player are getting married. And we're going to the rehearsal tonight because I'll be playing some music for them as they walk down the aisle.
That'll be fun. Yeah, or NXY, that's Dave. I don't know his wife's call, but tell him hello for me. He might even be listening. But yeah, that, are you going to give him a rocking down to, or something more sedated?
Okay. If somebody was in there with you. Another station in there? What you said there, Shane, you'll kind of cover it up a little bit. I'm going down to do a maintenance. I guess it's not going into cooling, I guess. I got to see what's going on.
I don't know.
Oh, you're good now.
It's KF4NXY, David. Tell him hello for me. And then I asked about, are you going to rock your friend down the aisle, or is it going to be more of a sedated song?
Well, it is a rock song. It's called Song 3 by Stone Sour. It is a pretty rocking song, but I'm going to play it acoustically, and that's what they want, so, okay.
Very nice. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we got a wedding the following weekend. My oldest daughter is getting married. And that'll be the last one. No more. We're not doing any more.
Excellent. Yeah, they're getting married, Chrissy and Wes. Chrissy is our lead singer, and Wes is her fiance and our bass player. They're doing the ceremony up on Paris Mountain. I guess there's a building up there. I don't have the paper in front of me, but yeah, it's going to be up on some venue up on Paris Mountain.
It'll be lovely, and that's good that you can be there and actually participate and be a part of it. That'll be fun.
Yeah, no, the four of us, we have a good time. And it's funny you say, because our drummer, he has his ordained minister card. He's going to perform the service. Our drummer, Patch, he's going to do the service, and then it's like a whole band thing. It's funny.
But it's just covered. You got everything. You got your heat and air guy. You got your pastor. What else do you need?
Hey, no, I'm kidding. I got to bring a little bit of sound equipment. I have a small 8-channel board and a couple of powered speakers to plug my guitar into. So, the DJ doesn't have anything for me to plug into. I'm like, oh boy, wow, what kind of cheesy setup does he have?
Modern Bluetooth stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. I got my own. I'm covered.
Good day, and you should talk to UPS about setting up your stops where they're a little closer and work out the days where you don't have to drive so far.
Yeah. Don't you mean FedEx? Oh, excuse me.
Only and no backing.
Yeah, I have to tell that to my UPS guy that comes down my driveway. Okay.
Unless absolutely necessary. That was the tag end of that, but they like to leave that off.
Just real quick before you go, down in Florida, a buddy of mine ran for UPS, and one of his main runs was up and down Old Dixie Highway, and he had to run across. He wasn't allowed to turn around. He was only allowed to go one way. So he had to actually cross traffic and deliver. And he was like, "No, I'm not doing that. It's not safe."
It's not safe. And they used to set the routes up. Let's just take Rutherford Road. You're familiar with that. You go down one side, you get all the businesses on that side and any neighborhoods that might be on that side, and then you turn around and you come back the other direction and you do the other side. Most of the business routes were set up like that as much as possible, Wade Hampton, that kind of thing. And then later on you might go off, say, Stallings Road and get some of those neighborhoods. You do the same thing. You go down one side, you make right turns. All my career. Well, then they came up with this new system. It was pre-AI, but it probably was similar to it, where the computer would map out everything, and it would line your stops up, and they say they were going to save on fuel. Well, all of a sudden, you got to follow this order in your board. Everything's listed in there, and they got people crossing the street, going back into neighborhoods later on the same day, going in the morning, delivering a few, coming back out, going back in later, and it absolutely made no sense to the old guys. The new guys don't care. They don't know the difference, but it's just really weird how that all changed.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is, AI can't see the, well, maybe nowadays, but, how do they predict the traffic? Where are you going to go, like on Rutherford Road and stuff? You can't just run across with a pile full of boxes or whatever. You don't know what you're delivering.
Right, in schools, the driver knows the route. He knows when schools are, traffic's heavy for that. And that was a big complaint, too, and it, the first few months, they were like, nope, you got to follow exactly how it's laid out. And then when it crashed, they started coming back to drivers and saying, hey, could you write out, on your own time, of course, but when this weekend, maybe, could you put together a list of how you run the route so that we can reprogram the computer?
It's a shame. When you take out the human element, you guys know best. The ones that actually run the route. You get to know your customers and when you can get in there and when's a good time to get in there and all this other stuff. When you take the human factor out, sometimes it messes things up.
Okay. Yeah, they look at it as the humans are the reason why things mess up. So we're trying to, let the computer tell you how to do it perfectly, even though the computer is programmed by humans. So there's no perfect solution.
Yeah. Now, there used to be an old term, GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. All right, Shane, you go do what you got to do. I got to pull in here and get some gas. Have a good morning, my friend. N4ZLKKB2HXS Mobile. Gone that way.
Hey, nice to talk to you. KB2HXS N4ZLK Mobile.